Cyril Lawrence Steele.
And when were you born, sir?
Born July the 4th, 1896.
Okay. Brothers and sisters?
Two brothers. John Elwood Dale and Lennis Francis Dale.
Okay. Your father's name?
Robert Armstrong Dale.
Could you give us kind of a background? You know the background of your family? Your father's father?
Father's father was John Dale the third, born in what is now Shawville. He was the mayor of Clarendon, and when Shawville was incorporated in 1873, he resigned as mayor of Clarendon and became the first mayor of Shawville, and was held that office for 8 years.
Did you know his father?
His father was John Dale II, also born in Clarendon or Shawville, and his father was John Dale I, born in Ireland, who came to what is now Shawville in 1824, and squatted on the land where my brother Elwood still resides. The farm is still in the Dale name.
What was your mother's name?
Mother's name was Sarah Scully.
And can you tell us anything about her history?
Well, she was born in the United States and came to township of Leslie, which is near Otter Lake, at an early age, and lived there until my father and mother were married. Then she resided on the Dale property in Shawville from then on till her death.
What's the length of time that you have resided in Shawville?
Well, I resided in Shawville from the time I was born until I enlisted in the 1st Canadian Expeditionary Force in the First World War in 1915. Proceeded overseas with the 4th Division in early in 1916. I was wounded in France on the 21st of October, 1916. After that, I spent 9 months in hospital in England and 3 months convalescent in Ottawa. And I was discharged from the army as medically unfit owing to war wounds on the 31st of October, 1917. Spent about 3 months in Shawville, 2 months, 3 months, and I took a position with the Federal Department of Public Works as meteorological observer, and spent 4 years as what was known as CAS Dam in northern Quebec. Then I resigned from that position in 1921, and in partnership with the late George Eads, purchased the shoe store in Shawville. 2 years later, I purchased Mr. Eads' interest in the store and operated the store myself until 1930, at which time I sold the store. I then took a few months.
You're married,
Mom. I forgot that. On 3rd of September 1924, I got married Mary Edith Ray Pendergast and resided in Shawville until after I sold the store. Then I joined what was known as the preventive service of the Customs and Excise Department and moved onto the Quebec-New York border. In 1932, the preventive service was abolished and the duties formerly performed by that service was taken over by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The members of the preventive service who could pass the medical examination and the educational examination were accepted into the Mounted Police. And at that time, I became a full-fledged member of the RCMP. Served in the RCMP in Huntingdon, Quebec, in Bedford, Quebec, St. John's, Quebec. And the 1st of November, 1938, I was transferred to Toronto. I remained in Toronto at headquarters until after the outbreak of the Second World War in 1939. At that time, I went to Guelph, Ontario, and opened the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Detachment in Guelph. I was in charge of the detachment in Guelph for 9 years, and then I was transferred to Cobourg in charge of Cobourg Detachment. In 1951, I obtained the position as Chief of Police of Hespeler, Ontario, at which time I took my pension from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I remained as Chief of Police in Hespeler until I decided to retire at the age of 65 in 1961, after 10 years as Chief in Hespeler. 1953, I was presented with the Queen's Coronation Medal for service to my country. In 1961, we sold our home in Hespeler and purchased a home in Guelph and decided to retire there. But the spring of 1966, we decided to move back to Shawville, where our relatives resided, and we came back and purchased the home where we now live.
Could you tell us some of your earliest memories of the church?
I was a member of the Anglican Church in Shawville and was baptized there and confirmed there and was a member until we moved away from Shawville.
Now, could you tell us some of your earliest memories of school?
Well, I remember of being in school the time of the day of the 1906 fire in Shawville. I don't remember who my teacher was at that time, but I remember being in school the day of the fire.
What business do you remember from your childhood experience?
Oh, I remember the Pontiac House, operated by Mr. Chris Caldwell. I remember the G.F. Hudgens store, operated by Mr. Hudgens. I remember the Edward Hudgens store, later the W.A. Hudgens store, member of the old Russell House, operated by Mr. McGuire. I remember a few years later the Murray Brothers tailor shop in Shawville, Dr. Clark's drugstore. I don't remember recall any others at the moment.
I'd be interested in hearing more about the school days. If you like, do you remember where the schools were located?
Oh, the school I attended was the old Shawville Academy up just west of the Anglican Church, which has now been torn down. And the teacher I remember best was, her name was Miss Gertrude Booth, who later was Mrs. William Shaw.
Was that the only school in Shaw at that time? Or
that was the only school.
Any previous schools around?
I don't remember any previous. That was what they called the academy at that time, and I was through there just prior to the opening of the Victoria Avenue School.
That was 1914, I think, was it?
I left that school in 1913. Took a position in the W.A. Hudgens store where I worked for 3 years until the time I joined the Army.
And what churches were there in town?
I know there was the Methodist and the Anglican, the Holiness Movement, and the Presbyterian.
Do you remember any of the preachers?
I remember the Reverend Naylor, who was the Anglican. I remember Reverend McCallum, who was the Presbyterian. And I don't remember the first Methodist minister. Which was the first one?
Could you tell us anything about George Carter, the waterman?
George Caters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my memory, he wasn't a waterman, he was a coal oil man. He peddled coal oil throughout the country with an old white horse and a wagon and barrels of coal oil. And he lived just in the eastern end of the town, at the top of what at that time was known as Caters' Hill, which is just outside the Corporation, the East End.
Could you tell us anything of Mac McGuire and the Russell House?
I just remember of him and what he looked like. I remember his flowing white mustache, and that's about all.
The sash and door factories?
I remember the McCready one, where Morley Hudgens now located, was operated by Robert McCready and Robert Hudgens, Morley Hudgens' father.
The cheese factories?
I remember when the cheese factory was down a mile or so south of and east of Shawville, Clarendon Cheese Factory.
Can you tell us anything of the brickyards owned by Ralph Hudgens?
Yes, I remember the brickyard down there owned by, I also remember another one owned by Samuel Armstrong and his son Wellington Armstrong, which was located the east end, which is now, would be off number 8 highway, just over a short distance or across country here.
What story particularly sticks out in your memories of the village of Shawville?
Well, I imagine the double murder of William Dale and Harry Howes. And I can remember the morning after they were shot. I can remember my father taking me to what is now the fire hall, where the bodies of the two men were at that time.
Why were they there?
I don't know why they were taken there, but that's where they were. They hadn't been taken to the undertakers or anything at that time. It was just the morning after the shooting.
Was that building used as a fire hall then?
It belonged to the town. Now, whether it was the town office, I think it was the town office, if I recall correctly, and that was the town hall and fire hall. There wasn't much fire equipment at that time, but that was owned by the corporation.
What was your feelings on that incident?
Well, it was a very sad experience. William Dale, that was killed, had been a particular friend of Mike Murphy and had provided him accommodation in a small log house and supplied him food and everything else prior to the shooting. But the shooting occurred in the east end of town, where near where Mayor Young lives at the present time.
Could you recall the story to us? Could you tell the story?
Well, I think a number of the young men liked to tease Mike and get him chasing them and that kind of thing, and they apparently went down there that night and were shouting at him or something, and Mike came out with a shotgun loaded with slugs and fired into the bunch and killed two of them dead.
And there was a trial in town, was there?
No, the trial was in Bryson. And for some reason or other, if I recall correctly, the jury acquitted Mike Murphy of the murder charge, but he was later convicted of perjury and sentenced to 20 years.
Which was served in Hull?
I don't know. I never heard of him after he was sentenced.
How long have you lived in this present home?
In this home? Mm-hmm. Since 1st of June, 66.
What do you know about the house you lived in regarding the dates that they were built and who built that?
This house was built by Dr. Armitage and about, in the 1950s, I presume. But when we lived here, when we moved away from Shaw, we owned the house on the corner of Calumet Road and Campbell Street. And we sold that house to Dr. Campbell at the time. It's known as the Dr. Campbell home now. That was our home when we moved away.
And your houses before then?
That was the... Well, I was born and brought up in the house in the west end of town that my brother Elwood sold 2 years ago to Mr. and Mrs. Benedict. But my brother still lives in a new house right adjacent to the old home. That old home there, my grandfather died in that house. My father and mother moved into it when they were married, a new house. My grandfather died there. My two brothers and myself were born in that house. My father died in that house. My mother died in that house. And it's still there.
Mm-hmm. What events in your life and the history of the area are most valid in your memories of the early years of Shaw?
Oh. I can remember 50 years ago when we had Old Home Week, and I was had the shoe store at the time, and I was on the advertising committee, and there wasn't any radio or to advertise the way there is now, and it was advertised, of course, in the Equity, and I remember of, we had a lot of posters printed, and I remember of distributing the posters for the on the Ontario side of the river and all those towns along there, and that was quite a week in town. Of course, it was a lot different to the centennial one, but it was something to remember and that I've always remembered.
What kind of festivities occurred in the old home week?
There was baseball games and all kinds of entertainment in the fairgrounds, and that's about all. There was something going on all week. They called it Old Home Week, and there were and a lot of the people who had moved away from here came back and met all our old friends, and everybody had a good time.
Do you have any idea what the population of Shawville would have been at that time?
Oh, probably. I wouldn't be sure, but I would say probably between 800 and 1,000. That's a rough guess.
Do you recall anything of the fire of 1906?
Only that I remember I was in school and we were told that the fire was on, and I think school was dismissed, and I just remember of the fire, and that's all. I was only 10 years of age at the time.
Do you have any idea what kind of things they would use to put out the fire, what kind of equipment?
No, I don't, no.
Could you tell us anything of the fire of 1921 that started at the
restaurant? I was in northern Quebec at the time.
And of the 1924 fire?
Yes, I can tell you about that, because I owned the shoe store across the street from the Pontiac House. The Pontiac House burned down in that fire, and I remember that we moved a lot of the shoes out of the shoe store because we figured that the fire was going to cross the street. And I think that what saved the shoe store is they got large sheets of galvanized metal roofing and put them over the glass windows
of the
shoe store.
Yeah.
And I can remember that the glass in one of the large windows in the front even cracked at that. The heat was so dense. So.
What about the firefighting equipment at that time?
I don't recall. I was too busy.
Looking after your shoe store?
Yes.
Can you tell us anything of the PBJ Railway?
No, I don't. I can't tell you anything about that. I'm sorry.
You never traveled on it?
Oh, yes, many times. For years, I was secretary of the hockey club when I operated the shoe store, and we used to charter trains and take people from Shawville to Fort Collins for hockey games and that kind of thing, and chartered trains several times to run from here to Fort Collins.
Was it strictly a passenger train, or did it?
Oh, yes. Well, that's what we chartered, a passenger train, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, did they handle freight much?
Oh, yes, they were afraid. Everything came in here by freight.
Oh, nice.
I can remember the highway to Ottawa wasn't too good, and I had a 1921 Ford Touring, model T Ford Touring, and if you went up Bradley's Hill between here and Ottawa in high gear, it was something to come home and brag about. So.
The roads wouldn't be paved or anything.
Oh, no, just very poor gravel at that. So.
One lane?
Oh, yes.
And what was the train like? Was it luxurious inside?
No, it was just the old-time train, steam engines, of course, and there wasn't anything else thought of in those days.
They didn't serve meals on it or anything?
No, there wasn't any diners.
Was there even a washroom?
Oh, yes, there was a washroom, yeah.
What were the activities you used to do as a child?
Well, of course, I skated. I never played hockey, but I skated, and I played ball on the Shawville ball team, and I was secretary of the ball team for a number of years, and I can remember when I was a very small boy, Sunday observance was not like it is today, and I remember of seeing some of the Shawville boys play lacrosse in a field up north of the railroad tracks on a Sunday afternoon. They got out of town to practice lacrosse.
Yeah, Shawville had quite a lacrosse team.
Yes, I don't remember too much about the team, but I remember seeing them practice there on Sunday.
Right. What were your winter time activities?
Hockey and tobogganing and sleigh rides and that kind of thing.
What were your school hours? Be from 8 to 4? 9 to 4?
9 to 4, yeah.
And you get out, you'd have recess?
15 minutes recess in the morning, 15 minutes recess in the afternoon.
An hour lunch?
Yes, I think so, from 12 to 1, yeah.
And then you get out of school, and what would you do? Just think of what you'd do.
Well, I was brought up on a farm, and I suppose I went for the, bring the cows home for milking, and done the odd thing to help around the farm that I was capable of doing.
What were the hobbies or activities then which you no longer find today?
Oh, there wasn't too much in the way of hobbies. The only sports activities that I recall is the hockey and the baseball. There wasn't any softball in those days.
Well, they're going good and strong today.
Yes, yes.
What about horses in town? Were there a lot of people interested in horses? And
well, I consider my father one of the best horsemen that ever lived in this part of the country. And he prided himself in his horses, and he showed horses at the fair and won first prizes for many years. In fact, I showed horses at the fair myself when I was 14 years of age.
Did people have horses just as a hobby, or?
Oh no, they were farm horses that were used to work and for driving purposes. There wasn't any cars in those days, so they had driving horses. And when I was when I was about 16, 17, I had my own driving horse and my own buggy and everything.
Four-wheeled steel-rimmed buggy.
Yes, that's right.
Made at Harper Rank Shop?
No, I've forgotten. I think it was a McLaughlin buggy I had, made by McLaughlin Carriage Works in Oshawa.
Imported?
Yes.
What sort of traveling did you do before the age of 21?
Well, I spent my 21st birthday on the Atlantic Ocean on the way back from overseas, way back from the war. So I spent my 20th birthday in England.
I suppose you could say you had a tour of Europe.
Well, it wasn't a pleasure tour.
No, not exactly.
Nor a sightseeing tour. But I remember of being billeted in farmyards in France, and the route marches on the cobblestone roads in France, and the blisters on my feet. So.
Were you a member of the Shawville Council during
1930? Prior to 1929, I guess, or 30, I don't remember, but I know I was a member of the Shawville Council.
So you were on the council in 1929. Did you have any unsurmountable problems or any difficulties at that time?
No, not too serious. It wasn't so complicated as it is today. We didn't have any waterworks or sewerage or paved streets. The only problem in those days was the building of the sidewalks. And there was a board sidewalk in the west end of town on the north side of Main Street, just past the Dale, to the end of the Dale property. And of course they were then building sidewalks in the main part of town on Main Street and Center Street. And there wasn't too many serious problems in those days.
Well, we kind of skipped over quickly your life, you know. I would like to hear more about things you've done.
Well, I'm a life member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Veterans Association. I'm a life member of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. I am a life member of Pontiac Masonic Lodge. I'm a past patron of the Order of the Eastern Star. I'm a senior active member of the Shawville Rotary Club. And I'm a commissioner of oaths for the County of Pontiac at the present time.
So you were on the council in 1929. Did you have any unsurmountable problems or any difficulties at that time?
No, not too serious. It wasn't so complicated as it is today. We didn't have any waterworks or sewerage or paved streets. The only problem in those days was the building of the sidewalks. And there was a board sidewalk in the west end of town on the north side of Main Street, just past the Dale, to the end of the Dale property. And of course they were then building sidewalks in the main part of town on Main Street and Center Street. And there wasn't too many serious problems in those days.
Well, we kind of skipped over quickly your life, you know. I would like to hear more about things you've done.
Well, I'm a life member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Veterans Association. I'm a life member of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police. I am a life member of Pontiac Masonic Lodge. I'm a past patron of the Order of the Eastern Star. I'm a senior active member of the Shawville Rotary Club. And I'm a commissioner of oaths for the County of Pontiac at the present time.
Can you tell me your name?
My name is Ray Dale.
What was your maiden name?
Ray Prendergast.
When were you born?
Born 1899.
Where?
At Radford.
What was your father's name?
My father's name is Hugh Wilson Prendergast.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a brother and a sister.
What are their names?
Ivan Walton and Wilson Clifton.
What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Mary Teresa McDowell.
Do you know the dates of your parents' birth?
Yes, I. My mother was born in June 1871, and she was a daughter of John McDowell and Teresa Brest. And my father was born in September 1853 and died in September 1939.
Could you tell me anything more about your family history on your father's side?
Yes. Robert Prendergast was the brother of Colonel James Prendergast and father of Thomas, my grandfather. And my father was Hugh Wilson Prendergast, and he was a son of Thomas Prendergast. Therefore, Robert Prendergast was my great-grandfather.
Right. Okay. Do you have any other family history there?
No, I guess not. Not any more family history. I grew up at Radford and went to school there, and then later went to the Victoria Avenue High School. And when I graduated from there, I went to McDonald College and took the teacher's intermediate course there. And then I taught my first year in Bristol, and then the next 5 years in Montreal under the Montreal Protestant School Board. And I retired in June 1924, and Cyril Dale and I were married in September that year.
Could you tell me about your school days in Victoria Avenue?
Well, there was quite a large, it was quite a large school at that time. It was really new when I moved in. I mean, my first year was the first year it was open. And the only thing I really remember about that, other than just the teachers and the fun we had playing around, you know, was the earthquake. They had an earthquake, and the children had not been trained, I guess, to stay in their seats if anything happened like that. So everyone jumped up and ran out of the classrooms upstairs, and the result was that some of them fell on the landings and the others ran over them. And some children were hurt. Nobody was killed, but it frightened us very badly.
Did the whole building shake?
Yes, the whole building shook. That is one of the things I do remember most about Victoria Avenue School.
What about your school at Radford?
Well, it was just an old-fashioned country school with all the grades, you know, and we had different teachers. The last one I had was Mrs. Harold Hodgins. And, we had good times and bad times, big storms and hard to get to school.
You'd walk to school?
No, someone would drive us with sleigh, but that wasn't too sure. Or either you might be thrown off the sleigh with the big banks of snow. But we all managed to get there usually. Sometimes someone would be funny and would knock a leg from underneath the old box stove, and it was... there was a fire in it, you know, just to be funny. But we had good times.
Yeah, doesn't sound too funny. What about your church life in Shawville?
Well, I went to Radford Church as a girl, and I sang in the Radford Church Choir, Methodist Church Choir, and I also played the organ in that church in the summertime many years when I was home on holidays. And we had different ministers. Reverend Cook married us in that church. That's about all I can tell you about the Radford United Church. It is now, it was then Methodist.
Is there anything about Shawville that you've noticed has changed over the years?
Well, Shawville in the 1930s was a small town and has grown to be quite a larger town since we have been back here. Mm-hmm. Found quite a difference that way. Many new subdivisions and more stores. I wish it would grow a lot more.
I think that's
a good thing. We found the people back here very kind and friendly and very good to us. More factories came in, it would be a great help to the town.
As far as size goes?
Make it grow. Mm-hmm. More stores.
Do you think that expansion is a good thing?
Oh yes, for everywhere.
Are there any other major differences that you can think of between the way things are now and the way they used to be?
Well, there are some different organizations have opened up, like the Lions Club and the Rotary Club and Hospital. Hospital, of course, has expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And
could you tell me about do you know much about the history of the hospital?
No, I don't, because we weren't living here at the time. But I know it's now needs to be enlarged, that it's not large enough, and it's always crowded. It's a great thing to have in the town. Of course, we have a new regional school. It accommodates a great many pupils that we didn't have before.
Are there changes that you wish hadn't come around?
No, I'm very glad they have. It's also a new curling rink here. The town has, in every way, become larger and busier.
Thanks very much.